My memories of Joe personally are of my friend, a woman who I worked very closely with in Parliament, but who also sort of we shared an awful lot. We had a lot in common because we both have young children and we felt that we were away from them quite a lot. We faced some of the same challenges of being young women MPs in Parliament. My main memories will be of us laughing together, us sort of giving each other pep talks to keep going and to carry on. So those are the things that I will be thinking of tomorrow, because tomorrow is about her friends and family. Jo's legacy will most certainly be living on in that place, in some of the things that we try and legislate for, some of the kindnesses and humanity that we try and show, especially in a time when there is certain divisions in society that seem to have been brought about and come to the fore more recently, such as hate crime and racist abuse and other forms of hate crime. We will use Joe's words, the idea of having more in common, to guide us, well, for the foreseeable future. Her legacy around working with refugees and seeing the humanity in people who have less than you. At the moment in politics, it doesn't seem that we've even remembered it in the last 2-3 weeks. But going forward, when the dust starts to settle again in Westminster, Jo and her words will be ringing out in that place for many, many years to come. I mean, there were a number of causes that Jo was very, very committed to, and sort of brave positioning that she had around different settled communities in the UK, also the poorest people abroad, but also some of her very feminist attitudes towards women and women's representation in Parliament. It's a great sadness that she's not here. We're all to see the next female Prime Minister that we have now. I think that the idea of a female Prime Minister would have made her smile, although she would have been no fan of Theresa May. And I'm certain if we were to look through Hansard, there will be many criticisms of some of Theresa May's policies from Jo. But she believed that women in positions of power was an inspiration to young women living in places like Batley and Spen or in Birmingham Yardley to look up on and see that you could do that too. So whilst their politics would have been different, I'm certain that Jo would have been pleased to have a female Prime Minister.